Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. Are you getting a psychic message, or are you thinking about it and then manifesting it and attracting it towards you? I think that's something that people are asking me so often. It becomes that chicken or egg question. Is it that you are receiving a psychic insight, like you're getting a premonition of the events that are about to unfold for you? Or are you thinking about it? It came to your mind, you're thinking about it, and now you're putting so much energy towards it that you have made it happen. And that's where we're at. So today we're going to discuss how we can know the difference, what is actually happening, and where to go from here. So if you think about something and it happens, that's a prediction of things to come, right? But the key word here is think about it. So how do you know you're getting an insight versus your mind is actively thinking? So an insight, a psychic message, a download, whatever you want to call it, is going to come to you unexpectedly. It's going to hit you out of the blue. It's going to show up when you least expect it. And when you actively think about something, you bring it to your mind. You start thinking about it. You start dissecting it. You need to know who, what, where, when, why, and how. And you can start to dwell and ruminate on this thing, right? So the insights should feel easy. The insights should feel like they're coming to you at the right time, at the right moment, divine timing. They should feel like they're going to give you insight and direction no matter how it makes your ego feel. Because insights, psychic messages, are not here to make your ego feel good. If you took the wrong path, your insight will show you there's a different journey to take, or how you played a part in something. When you think about something, it's going to feel icky sometimes. It's going to feel hard to kind of get to a spot where you feel like, oh, I feel good about that. I feel enlightened about that. That makes me feel great to just have that insight. It's kind of going to make you feel like you're going down a rabbit hole. You might start to feel things changing in your body that might react to those lower level emotions like shame or guilt or fear or worry or stress. Your body, your mind, your emotions, everything starts to shift in that way. And usually your own mind, your ego, will make you feel good, like you did nothing wrong. There was nothing else that you could have done differently, that there's never 50-50. Everything is all about one person and one person only. There's no other perspective. So to understand the difference of when you're receiving an insight versus when you're receiving a thought, sometimes these are intrusive thoughts and sometimes they're practiced thoughts and sometimes they're just, they're never-ending thoughts, but that's how you kind of tell the difference. So a psychic insight is going to pop into your head without explanation. It's going to allow you the opportunity to be able to take action based on that. If you are thinking it and you intentionally and premeditatively think on it and expand and direct energy to it, which then expands the energy, then you can attract more of that, which would be manifesting it. So if you have a practice thought of, I'm going to get a bill, I'm going to get a bill, I'm going to get a bill, then all of a sudden you're going to be creating energy around that, what's going to expand it out into the universe around you, and then the universe will respond and it will give you a bill. If you get a psychic insight, You think, okay, I might have an unexpected bill come up. All right, I feel like it's about my tires. Okay, I'm on it. And now I'm going to take action and I'm going to look at my tires and make sure everything looks safe and sound. I might take it to the mechanic and say, I think I need to get my tires checked. It's probably around time. Now I have the awareness that yes, in fact, I need the tires and I'm going to make an appointment 3 weeks from now and I'm going to get my tires changed because I was given the insight and the opportunity to protect myself and anyone else that I'm driving in with or around from a potential hazard, which could have created as a result of not listening to or following through or taking action on my psychic insight. So you see the difference. The difference is I might have dwelled on getting a bill. I don't know where it's coming from, why it's happening. Why is this happening to me? Now I'm creating it. Now I'm going to not know where it's coming from. It's going to come out of the blue and I'm attracting it and manifesting it versus you may have an unexpected bill where, bam, I see my tires. Bam, I feel like I'm going to take action. Bam, I'm going to take charge. I'm going to take control. Boom, 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 done. Now, this takes practice. This takes trust. This takes surrender. This can be as easy as you deciding today you are living in alignment with your psychic abilities and trusting that and going with the flow, or you can continue knowing that what works for you is being in your head, dwelling on it, creating expansive energy around a thought, which then creates more of that energy. But what we know to be true is that what you put energy on is where the energy flows. So if you put your thought towards something, the energy flows to that and then it amplifies it and then it attracts more of it. So the idea between the difference of how do I know if I'm receiving a psychic insight versus if I'm just thinking of it and then it happens comes down to your willingness to surrender to the process, your belief around it. If you believe that you have a sixth sense, that you have the ability to receive insight, then you are going to value it more. You are going to trust it more. You're going to say, wow, look at me. I get to have this ability. I get to trust it. I get to make choices and decisions that are going to align me to a lifestyle of ease and flow and luxury and divinity versus I don't know that I believe that. I don't know that I trust that. I think I have all the power. I have all of the energy. I have all of the intentions myself, and I'm going to start to worry, create, and put focus on something, in which case then we'll receive more of that. So you can essentially turn insight into manifestation, depending on your action or inaction. So if your insight gives you the awareness that you should apply for a job, now you're going to take that insight, you're going to create action by applying for said job, and then you are going to now put all of your energy towards it, and you're going to amplify it, and you're going to feel why you feel like this is something you want and desire, and it's true to you. You can feel it. You're living in it now. Like, how are all the emotions aligning to the feeling of you getting that right now? And then you could manifest that insight. Just like you could have a thought and you can manifest that thought and turn it into something that you could perceive as negative, which would be creating more debt, like drawing more debt, or worrying about something bad happening and then it does, or feeling like you believe that you have bad luck. And if you had no, you know, you have bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck if you had no bad luck. And then all of a sudden that amplifies. Because the key here is that with an insight, you are receiving it with flow and ease, and it drops in at divine timing and you run with it. You don't absorb it. You don't make it store. You don't stick it in your aura, in your body. You don't hold on to it. You receive it, thank it, let it go. Act on it. The other side of it would be the manifestation, which is I'm thinking on it. I'm sending an intentional energy to it. I am purposefully doing this. I am now responding with emotion for all the things that I know from my past and my history and my experience has made it feel the nervousness of something bad happening, the impending doom, the worry, the stress, I know what it feels like to get debt, to have a bill. I know all those feelings. So now you're embodying what it feels like to have all the stuff you're worried about in that lower vibrational emotional energy. So that's why it attracts to you easily. So if you can understand there is a difference between insight or your psychic abilities and the ability to manifest and attract, there is a difference. There is a difference. So it is based on your belief system of it. It is based on your trust in yourself, your willingness to surrender, and the action or inaction in which you choose to take. So these are all important aspects of the piece of the puzzle that helps you determine if it is something that the universe is just giving you that you follow through with, or if it's something that you as a human are intending to achieve or manifest or attract, and that you are intentionally putting energy towards it to make it happen. And a side note, if you are someone who is able to get into a space of worry, fear, stress, whatever, and it attracts more of that, then you are just as powerful to turn that narrative into, I can attract and manifest all the positive things too. Because you're unknowingly, sometimes unknowingly, getting into that emotional, energetic, vibrational state that is attracting to you all the things that you in your brain is saying you don't want. But you could equally be able to manifest and attract all of the things you do want. Whereas with insight, it comes to you whether you want it or not at any time of the day, while you're awake and while you are sleeping. And the difference is, because it's something that was unsolicited in most cases, even if you've asked for guidance, you've gone about your day and you forgot about it. It might come months from now, weeks from now, days from now, hours from now, from when you've asked from it, when you've asked for the guidance. So, and you're going to get this insight that's unsolicited, which means that it's going to come randomly, and you're going to be able to take that insight as a gift from the universe to be able to create a response to it. So you're going to respond to the universe by saying, yes, I claim this, or I don't really trust myself. I'm going to let that go and let it pass you by. But the difference is, in an insight, when you receive it unsolicited and it comes at a timely fashion that works for you, at the best time it works for you, regardless of when you wanted it or when you desired it, it's going to come when it's necessary for you. The information that you receive, the insight direction you receive, has to be acted on in that very moment, so that it allows you to use the energy behind the message. So when you receive it, and now you get an emotional response from this insight because you're excited, you've received this insight, you know what's going to happen, you feel like you can do something about it. Like in my example of, I feel like I should get this job, I feel like I need to work there. Well, now I should be using that energy in that exact moment and applying for this job, or setting up a plan of like when I'm going to apply. If I can't do it right now, I'm doing it at 5 o'clock tonight. So you see, the difference would be, I'm getting this insight unsolicited, untimely. It's popping in, dropping in. It's making me feel like there's hope, there's awe, there's wonder, there's excitement, there's possibility, there's faith, there's hope. And in that, I'm going to use that high vibrational energy of all those emotions, and I'm going to take action for it so that my insight was actionable and that I'm going to now claim it. But what happens is, if we're not in that trust of ourselves, if we're not in that alignment of that trust of ourselves and our abilities, then we let it go. We let it fly by. So you might be receiving insights all day long, yet you're not even embracing them. You're not even claiming them. You're not holding them. You're just letting them go. And then it may turn into activating your ego or your phantom self, which says then, now that you're worried, you're fearful, you don't know what to do, you have to take matters into your own hands. And now all of a sudden you're creating like a memory of the emotion you had when it happened to you before, or when you had an experience of somebody else having this happen to you before, and you've created this energetic imprint, and now it's all going to pull all of that towards you. And it's not the path of abundance and alignment. It's not even the path of least resistance. It now you become aligned to the path of resistance and the path of challenge and the path of adversity, which either way is going to give you a learning experience. At the end of the day, you're going to learn from one path or the next. So when you get into the energy frequency of being so vibrationally matched to receiving insight from the universe that you get to experience it and you get to claim it and you accept it, now you're going with the flow. You're receiving more. You're using the insight as the universe has intended it for, that you are letting things go that you don't need. You're not holding onto it. You're not trying to control it. You're not trying to script it. You're just simply receiving and accepting, claiming, letting it go, and going with the flow and creating action. So if you would rather sit on it, overthink it until something becomes all of those lower vibrational frequencies, now you've got focused energy and awareness on creating an emotion that is in the lack, which is in the doubt, which is in the fear, which is in the confusion, which is in the lack of clarity. And that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. So almost kind of try to tap into, how does it make you feel? How does your body feel? What's responding to it? Where's the energy coming in? Where's the energy being stored? Where's the energy releasing from? And really start to tune into it. Because when you are focusing your energy, you could become worried and obsessed about these thoughts that are coming in, or you could practice them and you're getting better at doing it. And then you are not getting to a spot where you feel like you can trust. And then it just really solidifies, validates, and proves to you that you had something to worry about, that you had something to fear about, that of course you should be in lack. Of course you should be in scarcity. Of course you should be in fear and worry and protection mode, because all the things came true. Look, Amber, all the things I said I was worried about just happened. Of course I should have followed that. Of course I should have been in that space. It's proving to me I should have been there. However, when you're open to it, when you're vibrating at the frequency of love, at the frequency of happiness, of joy, of peace, of trust, of faith, of hope, it does not mean that you're naive or that you are gullible or that you have your head in the clouds. What it means is that you trust yourself enough to know that you have the skills, the tools, the strategies, and the ability to help yourself out of something that you don't want to align to, or that you have the trust and support of others that you could help get help from them in the case of something not going the way that you expected it, at the speed you expected it to go. So it's allowing the highway of information and insight from the universe to come at you at the infinite speed that it does. It's allowing it to continue to come with you with flow and ease and allow those insights to come to you. It's resisting slowing the universe down. It's resisting creating resistance in the information that the universe is trying to give you, so that you slow it so far down that you hold on to it, that you store it, that you question it to death, that you ruminate, that you worry, that you fear, that you attract more of all that same stuff. It's trying to allow the universe to flow through you at the speed it needs to, with the trust and the ability that you have, versus slowing it down, controlling it, and scripting it. So it's keeping your vibrational frequency, your energy, as heightened as you can with the energy of love, self-love. And by performing acts of self-love, such as doing things that you like, self-care, being playful, inviting joy into your life, it's holding space for the duality of the great things and the not so great things to enter, knowing and trusting that the universe is bringing you what is needed to help your journey, even if it doesn't feel like you want it, even if it doesn't feel like it's helping, even if it doesn't feel great to you, because it's bringing it to you so that you stay in a higher state of insight and gratitude and ultimately frequency, so that more stuff comes to you. More stuff is perceived to you as being great and helpful and aligned to you, and knowing that you can let go of the rest. It's holding space for the good things and the bad things, knowing that if you're vibrating at the frequency of the universe and the speed at which the universe is trying to communicate to you, that you're getting those insights and they're helping you, even if they don't feel awesome, because they're giving you what your soul needs in the moment it needs it for you to create the most impact on your soul's journey, or for you to learn a lesson, or for you to teach and help teach a lesson. It's allowing that trust to embody your experience so that you know that you have what it takes and you always have and you always will. And as time goes on and experiences add up, you create more of a foundation and more of an awareness and have more trust in yourself because now you know more. And when we know more, we can do more. And it's the ability to align to the insight messages. It's the insight and the messages so that you are always doing what feels good, what you feel attracted to, what you feel is in alignment for your highest good. Insight gives you the opportunity to work through things at that higher vibration. So when we get the fear and the doubt, our insight will turn it into a roadblock that gives you permission to fall off that fast track, which means that what I'm saying is when you have insight and you follow it, you feel empowered, you feel great, you feel abundant. But you may also allow yourself to have inaction when you receive insight. And when your fear and your doubt kick in, it actually is kind of giving your ego some sort of permission or a reason or an excuse to fall off that fast track of connecting to the universe at the speed in which the universe comes to you. Because you might have all of a sudden started to feel like this is all happening too quickly. I don't know if too much is too much. I don't know if too much of a good thing is great or not. I don't know when it's all going to come out from under me. I don't know if it's going to crash down. I don't know if I'm going to run out. What if the universe runs out? I don't want to waste it on this. So there's many reasons why our ego, our phantom, our shadow might start to fear the infinite speed at which the universe is giving you those gifts, those insights, those messages that help you align to what you're asking for, what you truly want, what you deserve, what is your birthright. So it's that resistance that causes us to go into the other part, which is the lower vibration, the connecting to the fear, the worry, the stress, the whatever roadblocks you've got going on there. Everybody might have a different one because we're all different, unique individuals that have different belief systems and values and experiences growing up or experiences that are reinforced to us today. But it's trying to understand where those things are, where your body starts to lock up and create that resistance that takes you off that fast track to the things that you want to connect to with your insight. And it is about understanding that when you're manifesting something, you're doing it from that higher vibrational frequency of, I want to manifest this job and I want the energy intentionally to go to it so I can expand it and multiply it and attract it, versus going at it from a lower vibrational frequency, which is going to attract more of the same kind of lower vibrational frequency and like experiences and insights and information and all the other stuff that's going to come along with it. The universe is abundant. You have access to all of the insight that you're willing to receive. You have access to all of the experiences that you are willing to accept. So the only thing that can stop you from continually receiving psychic messages or psychic insights is you. If you decide that you believe that it runs out, you believe that you're not worthy of it, you believe that you don't trust it, then it will slow down. It will stop. It will become more of targeted thoughts. It will become more of lower vibrational thoughts. It will become more of your mind trying to have recurring thoughts, intrusive thoughts, practice thoughts. You can understand here. Now we're thinking about something and we're creating it and we're thinking and we're putting attention to it with our mind and our energy, versus the opposite to be true, which is the insight drops in and it comes to you when you're not thinking about it. So when you get true insight, you understand that it's not about just telling you the lottery numbers. You understand that insight truly is to help you. It's the key to unlock the hidden parts of your soul so that you can understand yourself at a deeper awareness. You can love yourself. You can accept yourself. You can grow. You can shine your light. You can align to the world around you in the way that is truthful to you. And so you can ascend, so your soul can grow. That is truly insight. So it's your choice whether you want to accept the speed of the universe and receive the insights with trust and faith and hope and clarity, or if you want to keep stuck in the thoughts and keep stuck in that energy that keeps us from allowing the speed of the insight to come to us and through us and around us for the ultimate alignment. You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.